Sue Sweet, Marie, among the smiles and handshakes at a meet-and-greet event on Friday, the Prime Minister of Canada got a stern talking to from one local steelworker during a photo op at Algoma Steel. In Sault Ste. Marie for three photo opportunities only, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau met with transit workers on Thursday and began his day Friday paddling in the St. Mary's River with local First Nations leaders. Trudeau did not take any questions from media during his three photo ops. On Friday afternoon, he attended a meet and greet with employees of Algoma Steel, with local Liberal MP Terry Sheehan in tow. The event, held behind the Algoma Steel gate at West Street, began with handshakes from Trudeau and Sheehan to Algoma Steel executives Rajat Marwa and John Nakarato, before they moved on to greet office staff and, eventually, steelworkers on shift change. Trudeau began talking about his Liberal government's recently announced tariffs on Chinese-made steel, aluminum and EVS and the importance of protecting Canadian steelworker jobs. At least one steelworker arriving for his shift was not having it. When approached by the PM, the worker who was wearing a local 2251 t-shirt pressed Trudeau on a number of issues, including his lack of a family doctor and inflation. Trudeau attempted to sway the worker by explaining the newly raised tariffs and asked if the worker knows anyone who has accessed the government's dental care plan. After it became clear the worker would not be swayed, Trudeau noted, "This is why we have elections," and said he encourages everyone to get out and vote. As the conversation broke off, Trudeau offered a handshake, which the worker did not accept. "I don't believe you, not for a second," said the worker, before heading off to begin his shift. In addition to the three photo opportunities, Trudeau attended a Liberal fundraising barbecue Thursday evening at the Canadian Bush Plain Heritage Centre. In a news release issued late Friday afternoon, Sheehan said Trudeau came to town to meet with workers ahead of Labor Day weekend. The release says the Prime Minister heard from workers how our historic investments made in local transit are making a difference in their lives and the community. On Friday, the Prime Minister met with Brad Robinson and Amanda Cora of Thrive Tours, along with Chief Mark McCoy and former Chief Dean Sayers of Batchewana First Nation before paddling along the St. Mary's River, where they discussed the journey together towards truth and reconciliation. The release also notes the government's recent announcement that it would impose a 25% surtax on Chinese-made steel and aluminum. "I am thrilled that the Prime Minister could come to the Sault to meet with workers," Sheehan said in the release. "Our historic investments in transit and steel over the past 9 years are helping the Sault's population grow again. The meeting and discussion on the St. Mary's River, which is the traditional transportation route of the area's indigenous population, was tremendously important. Happy Labor Day."